哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace be with all of you。
在这几天灵恩会的分享跟学习里头，我们借着启示录当中的七个教会来做分享。
During these past few days, we've been using the seven churches in Revelations as our topic of study。
啊，作为我们末世的真教会真信徒的一个学习跟一个警戒。
We've been using this as a teaching and as a warning for all of us in the end days.
我们已经分享五个教会了。
To this point, we have already talked about five churches.
我们今天呢要把其余的两个教会再来分享跟学习。
And today we will finish studying upon the last two churches.
我们来看启示录的第三章。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 3.
第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
启示录三章第七节
Revelation chapter 3 verse 7
你要写信给腓拉铁非教会的使者说那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙开了就没有人能关闭的了就没有人关闭了就没有人开的说八节
8.
我知道你的行为你略有一点力量也曾遵守我的道没有弃绝我的名看啊我在你面前给你给你一个敞开的门是无人能关的第九节
Verse 9.
那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人其实不是犹太人乃是说谎话的我要使他们来在你脚前下拜也使他们知道我是已经爱你了第十节
10.
你既遵守我忍耐的道我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你免去你的试炼是一节
11.
我必快来你要持守你所有的免得人夺去你的冠冕是二节
12.
得胜的我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子他也必不再从那里出去我又要将我神的名和我神城的名这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷并我的新名都写在它上面十三节
13.
圣灵向众教会所说的话凡有耳的就应当听主耶稣在这里借着约翰写给腓拉铁非教会信徒的信函
Here records the letter written to the church in Philadelphia through the Apostle John.
从这个信函当中，我们得知腓拉铁非教会是一个很蒙主耶稣喜悦的教会。
And here we can see that the church in Philadelphia was one that was pleasing to God.
因为从这一封信函当中，我们看到主耶稣对于他们并没有任何责备的话。
We come to this conclusion because in this letter we see no words of rebuke.
只有称赞，只有应许。
Instead, there are only words of praise and promise.
可见呢，这是一间值得我们今日信徒所效法、所学习的好教会。
Therefore, this is a good church for us to learn and to imitate.
我们来看看主耶稣对于腓拉铁非教会的信徒有哪些称赞。
So let us examine closely what are the praiseworthy things of the Church of Philadelphia.
在第八节这里说我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。在这里主耶稣称赞腓拉铁非的教会。
Here in verse 8, Jesus praises the Philadelphia Church.
说遵这个遵守主的道，没有弃绝。
Because they have kept his word and not denied his name.
这个没有弃绝我的名也有翻译成并这个没有不见证我的名的。
And so, in other to not deny Jesus' name has been interpreted as they have not been afraid to testify about Jesus.
腓拉铁非教会的信徒遵守主道，为主来做见证。
Therefore, the Philadelphians were willing to testify for Jesus.
这是主所喜悦的。
And this is pleasing to God.
这是主所称赞的。
And this is what God praises.
我们综合主耶稣对于这间教会的称赞，我们大概可以归纳成三方面。
And so if we were to categorize the three the praises of the Philadelphia church, we can categorize into three aspects.
首先呢，主耶稣说，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量。
The first is that Jesus knows their works, that they have a little bit of strength.
在这里并不是说腓拉铁菲教会他们的这个属灵的能力很薄弱，不是这个意思。
Here it doesn't have this implication that their spiritual abilities is weak.
而是说腓拉铁菲教会在人的眼光当中看为不足因为人少钱少势力单薄。
But it means that in physical, from a physical aspect, they look like they do not have much because they are poor.
根据历史的记载，腓拉铁菲城曾在主后的十七年当中的一次大地震整个被毁掉。
And according to history, the city of Philadelphia was once destroyed by an earthquake.
后来在罗马皇帝提比留的恩戴当中获得重建。
But under another Roman emperor, the city was rebuilt.
但是仍然是小地震不断。还是这个小规模的地震不断的在发生。
But for the most part, there were still little earthquakes that continue to occur.
所以百姓可以说闻震而色变害怕的要死。
So you can say that the people who lived here were pretty afraid of the surrounding.
虽然城市重建。
So even though the city was rebuilt.
但是居民不敢住。
For the most part, people were not willing to live there.
只敢在白天回到城里头做做生意。
They would only go there during the daytime to do their business.
晚上赶快到城外在所搭的帐篷里头来过夜。
But at night, they would go outside of the city and live in a tent or in a different dwelling place.
怕说万一住在城里头这个晚上睡觉睡到一半地震又来了就会被压死掉。
Because they were afraid that if they dwelt in the city at night, then if there was an earthquake, they would be crushed.
或许就是在这样的一个环境里头。
But it could be that in under these circumstances,
使腓拉铁菲教会的信徒他们重视灵性的追求。
It allowed the members of the church in Philadelphia to emphasize on spiritual pursuit.
尤其当这个地震频频的发生的时候更坚定他们对于主必快来的这个信念。
Especially when the earthquakes were to occur, then they had hope that Jesus would come quickly.
这也是他们肯尽最大的努力，有钱出钱，有力出力同心合意的来传扬福音的原因。
And that's why they used all the effort they had and all the or the little money that they had to preach the gospel quickly.
虽然腓拉铁菲教会他们教会小，人数少。
So even though the members of Philadelphia were few and the church was small,
但可都是各个重生相信圣经真理，热心为主做见证的好信徒。
But all of these members were good members who diligently sought after God.
所以主耶稣在这里说要为他们敞开一个传福音的大门。
And that's why Jesus said here that he will open a door before them.
神重用这个教会。
God was using this church greatly.
神重用这个教会的信徒。
He was using the members.
因为主耶稣欣赏他们。
It's because Jesus was delighted with them.
虽然略有一点力量。
And so even though they had a little strength.
人少钱少势力单薄。
They had few people and not much money.
却肯发挥自己有限的力量。
But the people there were willing to exert this little force that they had.
有钱出钱，有力出力，共同为福音齐心来努力。
They would use all that they had to further the gospel.
为主耶稣来做见证。
And to preach for Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣所欣赏腓拉铁菲教会信徒的第一个优点。
And so this is the first point that Jesus praises the Church of Philadelphia for.
这个俗语这么说说地不长无根之草，天不生无用之人也就是说神造人都有他的功用。
And so you can say that God makes everyone for a purpose.
在圣经里头，主耶稣所讲的分银子的比喻。
In the Bible, there is a parable that records.
那个被主耶稣所责备的被主人所责备的那个仆人并不是说因为他所分的钱少。
There's a parable about the master who divided his belongings to his servants.
而是他不使用这个主人所交托给他的这个一千块钱。
And eventually, one of the servants was rebuked by the master, not because he was given little, but because he did not do anything with the little that he was given.
被责备的原因是又饿又懒。
And he was eventually rebuked as evil and lazy.
所以我们不要说啊，我什么都不会。
So let us not think that we cannot do anything.
有一个很爱主的老姐妹。
Because there was a sister.
在她年轻的时候，她为主耶稣做了很多圣工。
Who, when she was young, did a lot of holy work for God.
宣道方面她热心传福音，带领人来教会。
She was very fervent in evangelizing and bringing people to church.
在这个牧养方面，在这个对内的教会。这个方面哈，侍奉方面呢、她又是炊事又是清洁。
And in terms of internal work, she did a lot of other things such as cleaning.
年纪大了，这个弟兄姐妹很有爱心总是叫她说、你在旁边坐就好。
And then as she got older, all the other brothers and sisters tried to show their love for her and told her to just sit by.
这个哈、你呀、多多休息，多多休息。
They said you can take a rest.
这些让我们年轻人来。
Let us youthful people take care of this.
每次都看到这些年轻人卷起袖子卷起裤管打扫这个清洁他在旁边什么也插不上手。
And then so this elderly sister, she could only sit by while all the youth worked very hard to clean the church.
拿起扫把，马上另外一个人抢走阿婆你休息休息。
And so anytime she tried to even grab a broom, they would take it away from her and tell her to rest.
放垃圾要拿去丢这个阿婆你要这个很脏我们来就好。
Or when she tried to take out the garbage, they would say, this is very dirty, let us do it.
所以后来她想一个办法。
So finally she thought of a method.
什么办法？
What was this method?
刚好那个时候教会换了一个新传道区。
It was at this point, the church had a new pastor.
那个传道对教会有一件事情觉得很奇怪。
And this pastor was a little puzzled about one thing about the church.
就是教会这个的厕所垃圾桶老是一张纸都没有。
And he was wondering, why is it that the bathroom in this church never has any toilet paper?
有人使用这个每个这个安息日过后还是会有人使用
And he was thinking, people use this bathroom even after the Sabbath.
那清洁总是在安息日结束的时候宣布谁分配什么工作是安息日才有人打扫。为什么平常的时候一张纸屑都没有？
And so he was wondering that after service they announced cleaning groups to clean all these things, but during the week, why is it that there's still no toilet paper?
厕所是最脏的是最没有人愿意打扫的。
The restrooms are the dirtiest, and few are willing to clean it.
所以这个传道就在想说，到底是谁把这个打扫这个厕所
？And so the preacher was wondering who is cleaning the bathrooms.
他早上六点多起来祷告的时候，发现厕所已经打扫干净。
And then so he woke up at 6 a.m. and after praying, he checked and found that the bathroom was already cleaned.
人打扫厕所人起这么早
And he was wondering, the person cleaning the bathroom wakes up so early.
明天我五点起来看看是谁打扫。
He said, tomorrow I will wake up at 5 a.m. to see who was cleaning.
五点起来一看已经打扫过了。
And he woke up at 5 a.m. and he found that it was already clean.
我就不相信我明天四点起来。
And he said, I don't believe this. Tomorrow I will wake up at 4.
四点起来一看前一天晚上故意放了一些卫生纸在垃圾桶里头做记号
And the previous night, he purposely threw some toilet paper in the trash can as a sign for himself.
四点起来看，卫生纸还在，这个可以，这下子可以知道这个人到底是谁了。
And then so he woke up at 4 a.m. and found the toilet paper still in the trash. So he goes, I can find out who is cleaning the bathroom now.
就在这个前面在等
And so he waited in the front.
果然差不多四点十分左右
And then around 4:10.
教会的门被打开了
The door to the church was open
看到一个矮矮小小的身影就进来了
And he saw the form of a small short person walking in
外面比里面亮会堂灯没开所以里面看外面很清楚原来这是那个老姐妹
And because it was brighter outside than it was on the inside he could see clearly that it was that elderly sister
那外面看里面黑黑的一下子看不出来，更不会想到说传道怎么会吃饱没事干，一大早起来再找看谁打扫厕所的。
But the sister who was coming from the outside to the inside because the inside was dark could not really see, and she never expected that the pastor would be there waiting for her.
就看这个姐妹很熟练的就拿起 这个清洁工具啊，就到厕所去了。
And so the preacher observed that this elderly sister just grabbed all the cleaning things and went straight to the bathroom.
传道就跟着她后面了。
And so the pastor followed her.
也许啊，这个姐妹太专注了，所以根本没有发现说传道到后面去了。
So perhaps the sister was too focused. She didn't realize the preacher was behind her.
我看到她，在那边整理那些哈这个垃圾，这传道啊，忍不住就跟她跟她讲说老姐妹哈。这个很脏啊，这个我来替你丢，哇，他吓一跳。
And so the preacher eventually he decided to speak up and he told the elderly sister, "This is dirty things. Let me clean it for you."
传道你怎么这么早
？And then she asked, "What are you doing so up so early?"
当传道去抢他的垃圾的时候，老姐妹啊，死也不给他。
And when the pastor tried to take away the trash from her, she wouldn't give it up.
竟然掉下眼泪啊，问传道说，传道连你也不让我做吗？
And then she began to cry and said, "Preacher, will you even not let me do this?"
那我怎么报答主耶稣的大恩典啊
？Because if you do not let me do this, then how can I repay the great love of God?
传道没想到说他会哭啊。
And the preacher didn't expect her to cry.
一时被他的这种爱主的精神所感动啊，传道也跟着哭了。
And the preacher was so touched by her love that he began to cry as well.
所以当我们讲说啊，我不会做圣工。
And so when you begin to tell yourself, "I can't do any form of holy work,"
我们想想看，跟这个老姐妹来比比看啊。
So then we can try to compare ourselves to this elderly sister.
我们实在没有资格说我们不会做。
We don't have the right to say we can't do anything.
扫地总会吧。
We can at least sweep.
排座椅总会吧。
We can at least move furniture around.
再怎么不会啊，也会帮教会的圣工祷告吧。
And if anything, we can at least pray for the holy work in the church.
所以我们不要说我们力量微小。
And so let us not think that we have little strength.
不要说我人微言轻了我起不了什么作用我凭信徒而已。
Or that you cannot do anything and that you're just a common believer.
我们像腓拉铁腓教会的信徒一样。
Let us think about the members in the Church of Philadelphia.
虽然略有一点力量。
So even though they had a little strength.
仍肯为主耶稣摆上。
They were still willing to use this strength for God.
再来，主耶稣称赞他们说。
Furthermore, Jesus praised them.
也曾啊遵守我的道
，for heeding his word。
这个也曾遵守我的道，说明啊，这是一个已经这个已经拥有的一个事实了。
To be known as keeping God's word means you've been doing this continually。
已经遵守了。
That you've already observed God's word.
不是别人叫他遵守，他才去遵守。
It doesn't mean someone told them to keep God's word and then they kept it.
而是自愿自发的遵守。
But they naturally and willingly did it.
我们看到腓拉铁腓教会的信徒，不仅是为传福音不遗余力。
And so we can see that the church in Philadelphia they didn't only have the strength of preaching.
而且忠心的在遵守主的道。
But they were also faithful in keeping God's words.
我们知道听道、行道、宣道、守道这是不可分割的。
We know that hearing God's words, keeping God's words, doing God's word, and acting God's words cannot be differentiated.
之前讲的那个撒迪教会。
Previously, we talked about the church in Sardis.
刚好跟这个腓拉铁腓教会的信徒相反。
They were exactly the opposite of the church in Philadelphia.
撒迪教会的信徒听见领受了很多的道理。
The church in Sardis heard much truth.
但却不肯遵守。
But they were not willing to keep them.
而腓拉铁腓教的信徒不论在任何的情况之下，都坚决的遵守主的真理。
But on the other hand, the members in the church in Philadelphia, under any circumstance, would keep God's words.
这是主耶稣所欣赏的第二个优点。
And so this is the second praise that Jesus gave to the church.
很多弟兄姐妹都很期待说传道能够讲一些以前别的传道人所没有讲过的道理。
Sometimes members will ask us pastors, "Can you speak things that other pastors have not spoken before?"
能够更加充实属灵的见闻。
So we can become more, we can grow more spiritually.
这种进取心是很好的。
And this kind of attitude is good.
但是还要配合上说，我们把已经听过的道理实践出来，那就更好了。
But at the same time, you also need to practice what you have heard before, and this is even better.
所以道理不在乎我们懂多，我们懂少，重要的是我们是不是把我们懂的道理实践出来了。
So the importance is not how much or how little we know, but whether we have put what we do know into practice.
再来，主耶稣称赞腓拉铁腓教会的信徒说没有弃绝我的名。
And thirdly, Jesus praises them for not denying his name.
名代表着一个人。
Name represents a person.
没有弃绝主的名，也就代表没有弃绝主耶稣啊。
So to not deny Jesus' name means you did not deny Jesus.
在试炼中，在逼迫的时候啊，没有放弃对耶稣的信仰。
In trials or tribulations, they never let go of their faith in Jesus.
没有不认主，没有不辱没他的名啊。
They did not deny him, and they did not shame his name.
啊，反而积极的见证。
But in fact, they continue to testify for him.
啊，来荣耀主的名。
To glorify his name. 哦，
在我们的环境里头。
In our environment.
当然了，我们啊，不至于因为承认耶稣的名而受到逼迫。
We are rarely persecuted for proclaiming Jesus' name.
像当时一样啊，要被砍头，要下监牢。
The circumstance today is not like before when they would be cast into prison or beheaded.
但是同样的，我们仍旧啊会遇到啊哦这个弃绝主名的试探跟引诱。
But one thing that we do have in common with these people back then is that we will not testify of his name. 哦
啊，有个弟兄说啊
，A brother once said，
在他工作的这个公司里头啊，啊，他有一个同事啊，人很坏。
He said that in his workplace he had a coworker who was pretty bad.
啊，大家都不喜欢他。
Nobody liked him. 哦，
但是这个偏偏这个同事啊，又是他的主管，他的上面哈。
And so, but the one thing is that this bad coworker was right above him in terms of management level. 哇，
特别找他的麻烦。
And so this coworker would always try to cause him problems.
他实在啊。好几次啊，气得想啊，要跟他啊来评评理啊。
And so many times his brother was just so upset that he wanted to fight this person.
啊，你不要认为说我这个信耶稣的啊，好像软柿子啊，啊，任凭你这样戳，任凭你这样压。
He would say, "Don't think I'm just a Christian that I won't do anything to retaliate."
我也是有个性的。
I too have an anger.
好，暂时把基督的身份放一旁啊，我跟你拼了。
I'll put aside my Christian status and I'll compete with you.
他也遇到这种啊。弃绝主名的这个引诱跟试探
，and so he fell into this temptation of denying Jesus' name.
直到后来啊，哦，他这个主管同事啊，啊，跟他讲
，until this one time his coworker told him.
很奇怪啊，哇，我啊，啊，以前跟我同事的哈，哦，那么多人呐，啊，没有个人像你这样子的。
And this bad coworker told the member, of all the coworkers I've had before, none of them have been like you.
能够超过两年的。
Who can stay with me for over 2 years.
你很不简单耶，连我的小孩都不喜欢跟我在一起啊。
He said, that's not easy because not even my children want to be with me.
哇，你竟然啊，跟我同事的三年多啊。
But you've been a coworker with me for 3 years.
哦，这个时候，我们这个弟兄啊，啊，才深觉啊，这个啊，主耶稣的这个帮助啊。
And then it is at this point that our believer realized the strength that he received from knowing Jesus.
也庆幸啊，没有辱没主的名啊。
And he was thankful that he did not deny Jesus.
有时候我们啊，在这个我们的事业上也会遇到。
A lot of times in our careers, we will encounter something similar.
别人都用一些啊，这个旁门左道啊，啊，要取得利益。
People will use other methods to climb the corporate ladder.
啊，或者是走后门呐，要得到啊这个好处。
Or they will take the back road to get good benefits.
那我们是不是啊，也要跟他们一样？
But the question is, are we going to follow them and do the same?
甚至造假啊，甚至啊啊贿赂
，to make things up or to cause disturbances.
在台湾哈，选举的时候啊，经常说啊，不可以买票哈，啊，不可啊，不可以啊，接受啊这个啊，就是贿赂哈，买这个给你一笔钱啊，或者给你什么啊赠品啊，然后你要投他。
During the elections in Taiwan, people often say, "Do not accept a bribe." For who you vote for.
啊，虽然是这么规，就这么讲啊，但是大家都还是照做了。
And so even though they announce this, people still take bribes.
哦，那啊，有些啊，这个啊，买票的人呐，啊，这个衣服里面还挂一副哈，啊，这个什么偶像神明啊，啊的照片。
And some of these people will inside of their coat will have an image of an idol.
啊，钱呢给了对方就掀开给他看哦。神都看到了哈，要投要投。
And so when he's bribing this person to vote for a certain person, he'll show the image of the idol and says, "Look, God saw this, so you need to vote."
哦，我们有个弟兄啊，就在他家的门口啊，因为他经常有候选人哈，这个代表哈，庄脚来按电铃啊，说啊要买票，所以他干脆就写一个牌子写啊，我是基督徒啊， 我家不卖票，贴在门口。
And so there's a one time our brother, a lot of people, political parties will often go and knock on his door and try to bribe him to vote for their party. But one time he got fed up with this and wrote a letter and put it on his door saying, I'm a Christian and I will not sell my vote.
哦，所以当我们遇到这种啊要弃绝主名的试探的时候，
and so when we encounter this temptation to deny Jesus,
我们是要牺牲信仰，还是要牺牲自己的好处？
We face this dilemma: will we deny Jesus or will we deny this so-called benefit?
我们是要羞辱主的名，还是要荣耀主的名？
Are we to shame Jesus' name or are we to glorify His name?
我们是要用智慧来见证我们是主耶稣的门徒。
We need to use wisdom to be able to testify that we are Jesus' disciples.
还是跟一般的人一样就随波逐流了。
Or should we not use wisdom and be like the commoners?
好，这个腓拉铁菲教的信徒在任何的情况之下，他们都坚决没有弃绝主的名。
So we see the members of the church in Philadelphia, in any circumstance, they would never deny Jesus.
这是他们的第三个优点。
And this is their third good attribute.
所以他们肯发挥自己有限的力量。
And so they were willing to put forth what little strength they had.
忠心遵守主的真道。
To faithfully keep his word.
没有弃绝主的名。
And to never deny his name.
这是主耶稣对这个教会所称赞的三个优点。
And these are the three virtues that Jesus praised.
也当是我们今天的信徒所效法跟学习的榜样。
And are at the same time three points that we must imitate and learn.
我们能够拥有这样的信仰生活吗？
Can we have the same kind of spiritual life?
是我们现今应当思想的一个课题啊。
So this is a teaching that we need to think about.
再来因为腓拉铁菲教会的信徒有如此的好表现啊。
And so furthermore, because the church in Philadelphia had these good points.
主耶稣向他们提出三大保证。
Jesus, as a result, promised them three things.
也可以说是三大应许承诺。
Or three great promises that he would fulfill.
看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
八节的后面看我在你面前给你开给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。第九节
Verse 9.
那撒旦一会的自称是犹太人其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也要使他们知道我是已经爱你了。这三个这个应许承诺
So of the three promises.
第一个就是为腓拉铁菲教的信徒敞开大门。
The first one is that Jesus has set an open door before the members of Philadelphia.
第二个
Secondly,
使他们的仇敌向他们下拜。
To make their enemies bow and worship before them.
那第三个
And third,
我们再看第十节
Verse 10.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。第三个应许承诺就是免去试炼。
And so the third one is that they will be kept from the hour of trial.
第一个承诺为腓拉铁菲教会的信徒敞开大门。
And so the first one, which is having an open door set before them.
什么是敞开大门？
What is an open door?
而且这个门耶稣说是没有人能关的。
And not only is this an open door, but Jesus said it is a door that no one can shut.
我们根据一些经文，我们可以知道这个是一个什么样的门呢？
And so through other studies, we can find what kind of door this is.
在使徒行传的十四章那边保罗、巴拿巴旅行布道回到安提亚。
In Acts chapter 14, after Paul and Barnabas gave a sermon, they returned to Antioch.
他就述说神借着他们所行的一切事。
And when they went back, they told everyone of all the great miracles that Jesus had done.
并神如何为外邦人开了信道的门。
And how God had opened the door of salvation to the Gentiles.
后来在以弗所，保罗也说。
And furthermore, in Ephesians, Paul also says.
这个宽大有功效的门为我开了。
This great door has been opened for me.
更在特罗亚宣告说主为我开的传福音的门。
And then he also later states that Jesus, the Lord has opened the door of salvation and of ministry for me.
在哥罗西书第四章保罗也请求哥罗西教会的信徒为他跟他的同工来祷告。
And in Colossians chapter 4, Paul also wants to ask the members to pray for him.
求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。
to open the door of ministry so that they may speak the mysteries of God.
所以从这些我们可以知道，这敞开的门啊，是指传道的机会啊。
And so from these recordings, we realize that the open door means opportunities to preach.
传福音的机会啊。
The opportunity to preach the gospel.
腓立铁会教会的信徒啊，他们不计他们的贫穷，还有势力单薄啊。
The members in Philadelphia did not place any emphasis on their poorness of their riches.
他们有心要来传福音啊。
Because what was important to them was their heart to serve and preach God.
钱那么一点点而已啊。
So even though they had a little bit of money,
人力也一点点啊。
And they had few people.
所以势必啊啊。都要用在刀口上面啊，不能浪费啊，不能随便花用。
Therefore, they had to use everything frugally and not waste anything.
哦，所以机会就很重要了。
So opportunity was important to them.
主耶稣给他们第一个应许跟承诺。
And so that's the first promise Jesus made to them.
啊，就是在传福音的这个事工上啊，必然会使他们得到良好的机会。
That is, in terms of preaching, God would give them the great opportunity.
哦，所以今天呢、啊？我们也需要耶稣啊，为我们开这个敞开福音的大门啊。
Likewise, we too need Jesus to open this great door before us.
在美国真耶稣教会的信徒啊，总共加起来啊，差不多2000多名啊。
Of the members in the United States, if you add them together, there's only about 2,000.
全美国有多少人
？But how many people are in the United States？
啊，所以啊，我们如果没有神。给我们一个传福音的好机会啊。
So if God does not give us the opportunity to preach,
我们会这个分散我们的力量。
Then we will have our strength and abilities dispersed.
好像对空气在打拳一样。
It's just as if we were trying to fight the air.
求神啊，像给腓立铁会教会的承诺一样，也给我们开一个福音的大门啊。
Therefore, we must pray to ask God to give us the same door just as He gave the Philadelphians.
让我们有好机会啊，来传福音。
So that we can have the good opportunity to preach the gospel.
再来主耶稣对他们的应许。
Secondly, the other promise Jesus gave them.
说那撒旦一会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，是说谎的。我要使他们来在你的脚前下拜，使他们知道我是已经爱你的。因为腓立铁会教会的信徒是热心的
，because the members of the church in Philadelphia were quite fervent，
忠心宣传主的道、主的名。
They were faithful in preaching and expanding the gospel。
所以想必也是会招来一些迫害、阻挡、毁谤等等。
But inadvertently, they would also receive some persecution and other people opposing them。
在主耶稣给我们的祷告文、教导的祷告文里头
But in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us.
说到要在我们的筵我们敌人的面前，我们摆设筵席啊。这个在这个诗篇23篇啊。
In Psalm chapter 3.
要在敌人面前我们摆设筵席啊。
He would place a table before our enemies.
主耶稣要让腓立铁会教会。那个阻挡最厉害的这个仇敌来归降教会
Jesus would take these people who greatly opposed the church and bring them before them.
什么是下拜
？And so, what does it mean to worship them?
下拜就是降服就服从投降服从
It means that they would praise them.
敬拜教会信徒所敬拜的神。
That they would come and worship the same God that the church worshipped.
听从教会信徒，腓立铁会教会信徒的教导。
And they would heed the teachings of the church.
我们看看保罗就是一个最好的例子。
We see that Paul is a great example of this.
保罗当时是逼迫基督徒最厉害、最凶的。
Paul was originally one who persecuted the church greatly.
神让保罗降服在使徒教会。
But God allowed Paul to fall before the apostolic church.
听从使徒的差派。
And to listen to the teachings of the church.
所以这个应许不但是给这个使徒时代的这个使徒教会，也给腓立铁会教会，也是要给我们今天的末世的真教会
And so this promise was not only given to the apostolic church or to the Philadelphians, but also to us.
小弟不敢跟这个保罗来比的
I'm afraid to compare myself with Paul.
保罗说他是罪魁，这一点我敢跟他比的。
He says he is the least, and I'm willing to compare myself with him in that respect.
小弟还没有信耶稣之前我也是骂耶稣骂最凶的。
Because before I believed in God, I also cursed and rebuked God.
但是啊，神奇妙的拣选，奇妙的爱。
But God's mysterious love.
啊，让小弟降服了。
Allowed me to fall before Him.
跟小弟同样的经验的传道人啊，也很多。
And there's many ministers who have a similar history as myself.
像啊，今年才退休的啊，这个啊。一个长老，台湾的长老。
Just like an elder who recently retired this year.
张恩哲长老啊，张长老哈。
Elder Chang.
他在年轻的时候是放荡醉酒啊，经常在教会面前的这个酒摊子喝了酒啊，然后骂教会啊，跟拿吃都丢教会的玻璃。
And this elder, before he was a member, was a drunkard who often drank right outside of the church and would throw rocks at the church window.
后来被主耶稣抓到了。
But then later he was grasped by Jesus.
降服在主的全能下面。
And he fell before his great power.
接受当日他所毁谤、所批评教会的弟兄姐妹的劝诫、教导。
And then he was taught by these same people that he once rebuked.
所以神给腓立铁腓教会的这个信徒的第二个承诺。
And so the second promise that Jesus gave to the members in Philadelphia.
就是要让那些当日阻挡他们的仇敌来下拜。
Was to allow those people who once opposed them to fall before them.
并且深知道说原来神爱你们。
And to allow these opposers to know that God loves them.
让那些自称为自己是犹太人的人
To allow those people who claim themselves to be Jews.
自认为自己才是神所爱的选民的这些犹太人。
Who thought they were the only ones chosen by God.
明白原来腓立铁腓教会的信徒才是神所爱的儿女。
To realize that it is the members in Philadelphia who are the true children of God.
换句话说主耶稣给腓立铁腓教会的信徒第二个承诺就是让他们的工作充满了果效。
And so in other words, the second promise that Jesus gave to the Philadelphians is that he will allow their holy work to be very fruitful.
不但是有机会而且还会有果效。
So not only will there be the opportunity to preach, but there will also be the fruits to follow it.
再来主耶稣说你既然遵守忍耐我的道我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你免去你的试炼。这是主耶稣给腓立铁腓教会的信徒第三个承诺。
And so the third promise Jesus gave them was to escape trial.
主耶稣曾经说过若不是神怜悯减少那个这个末世危险的日子没有人能得救了。
Jesus once said that if God did not have mercy and shorten the days of the tribulation, then no one would be able to stand it.
所以全世界会有大试炼临到。
Because the whole entire world will encounter this great tribulation.
而腓立铁腓教会的信徒却能够在这个大试炼当中得蒙主的保守。
However, we see that these members of Philadelphia are promised that they will not encounter this tribulation.
因为借着他们肯遵守主的真道。
This is because they were willing to keep the words of God.
主耶稣答应他们这个第三个承诺。
And that's why God promised them this third thing.
免去试炼。
To avoid this great trial.
所以我们想想看遵守主的道跟这个免去试探引诱也是一体的两面。
And so we can think that keeping God's word is directly related to trials and temptations we encounter.
我们有一些年轻的弟兄姐妹都会这么问
A lot of the youth will often ask.
为什么不可以参加舞会
Why can't I go to a party?
为什么不可以这样不可以那样
Why can't I do this or that?
这个又不是什么样了不起的事情
This isn't any great wrongdoing that I would do.
不是杀人犯我犯大罪有什么这个也不可以那个也不可以。
It's not a killing or it's not a great sin. Why can't I do it?
其实有时候我们想想看。
But if we think about it.
当然如果我们能够持守主的道理。
If we are able to keep God's words.
我们在任何的这个恶劣的环境当中我们都能够像什么？像约瑟、像但以理一样。
Then, in no matter what kind of evil we are surrounded by, we will be like Joseph and like Daniel.
但求万般无诸恶，狼虎从中也安身但是我们毕竟没有办法像约瑟跟但以理那样崇高的灵性。
But unfortunately, we are unable to have the great spirituality of Daniel and Joseph.
我们经常是软弱的。
A lot of times we are weak.
所以如果我们肯遵守主的道。
But if we are willing to keep the words of God,
离弃那些啊这个危险跟试探的引诱啊。
And to depart and stay far away from these things that will tempt us.
啊，就像主耶稣教导的祷告文哈。
Just like in the Lord's Prayer.
不要叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
哦，我们不可能不遇见试探引诱的。
It's impossible for us not to encounter temptation in our life.
重要的啊，是如果我们遵守主的道，我们自然就不会陷进去那个试探跟引诱里头。
But what's important is if we keep the words of God, then we will not walk willingly into these temptations.
所以遵守主的道的赏赐啊，就是免去试炼。
And so the blessing and promise of keeping God's commandment is to avoid the great trial.
免去啊，免去贪心的试炼。
To avoid greed and to fall into temptation.
免去啊，感情上的试炼。
To fall into the temptation of interpersonal relationships.
免去啊，这个很多不法的试炼啊。
Or to fall into the temptation of breaking the law in different ways.
这是主耶稣啊，给腓拉铁腓教会的信徒三大保证，也是三大应许。
And so these are the three great promises given to the church in Philadelphia.
所以我们求神帮助我们。
And so we ask God to help us.
也许啊，我们今天呢，也像腓拉铁腓教会一样。
Perhaps today we are like the church in Philadelphia.
我们呢略有一点力量而已啊。
We have a little strength.
但是只要我们肯为主用啊。
But as long as we're willing to use this strength for God.
主啊，就要借着我们呢，给我们传福音的机会，并且赏赐传福音的果效了。
Then he will give us the opportunity to preach and to give us the fruits of our labors.
而且并且要答应我们免去我们的试炼。
And ultimately to promise us to avoid tribulation.
求主耶稣帮助我。
We ask God to help us.
阿们。